Ernest, what's up? Look, if creating content is more than just a passion project for you, it's time to make the passion profitable. With Kajabi, you can easily diversify your revenue, build your brand, and transform your audience into loyal customers. I know firsthand how challenging it can be to juggle content creation and business development, but Kajabi makes it easy to streamline everything in one place. As a creator, you are your brand, so your business should reflect exactly what you envision. With Kajabi, not only can you build your business your way, but you can also keep every cent of what you earn. It's an all-in-one platform that lets you focus on what matters most, your content and your audience. And let's face it, we all need a little help sometimes, especially when you're a one-person show. But you don't need to hire a full-time team. You just need Kajabi. Kajabi is a leading all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. Whether you're a coach, content creator, or educator, Kajabi makes it easy to transform your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, and more. The best part? Kajabi doesn't take a cut of your revenue. Everything you create is owned and controlled by you, so you keep 100% of what you earn. On top of that, Kajabi gives you robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates, everything you need to grow your business seamlessly. And here's the thing, you don't need a massive audience to make sustainable income. Thousands of creators are making six and seven figures with Kajabi, even with less than 50,000 followers. So if you're navigating the challenges of generating revenue as a creator, Kajabi can be the game changer you need. Right now, Kajabi is offering an incredible deal, a free 30-day trial to help you kickstart your business. Just head over to kajabi.com/earn to get started. That's kajabi.com/earn. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who've made over $7 billion on their platforms and take control of your financial future with Kajabi today. Kajabi.com/earn. Don't miss out on this opportunity to turn your passion into profit. Earners, what's up? Y'all know the adage, buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise flagship fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise flagship fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/earn. That's fundrise.com/earn. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise flagship fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
So you talked about Kanye, and he became a billionaire because of Yeezy licensing deal with Adidas. He owned 100% of Yeezy, but it was distributed through Adidas. And when Adidas dropped him, he lost $4 billion in his net worth, right? So what does that speak to as far as on the licensing side? Did he have a bad licensing deal?
1,000%.
Explain.
So if I remember correctly, in his contract, he gave up creative control. And which means also in his contract, he also didn't have the language stated that anything that was developed by the licensee was owned by the licensor. So when I go to the table with my licensees and like we're looking at hair care, like bows and stuff, right? And they'll develop a different like look of the unicorn, maybe a different pose or a different pattern or something. I still own it. So when they make any variation of his product, they immediately grabbed ownership. I'm dealing with a situation right now with the company, not on the consumer product side, but it's on a different side, on the production side. And I saw how in the beginning, they were trying to change the look of the unicorn and trying to change a lot of things about the unicorn because they wanted to own as much of the property as they possibly could. So they probably tried to pull that on him, And I believe he said something like he don't read contracts. So
have there ever been any issues in terms of trademarking? Like when I mean, we come from an era where it was like it was My Little Pony, right? Like that was, and then it was, I guess my daughter kind of fell into this like Rainbow Dash and all those things. And so have you come into contact with people trying to make a similar product or similar trademark, and how has that process been?
I did. it's hurtful, for one. Like, I take this personal. Because we didn't talk about how I started, the whole why Nipsey and Tupac are up here, like how my marathon continues, how I have this all gas, no breaks mentality that I launched this brand. My son was in the hospital for 20 days. When he got out, my favorite uncle died of a massive heart attack. 17 hours later, my uncle died. 6 months later, my grandmother died. And then we were in a global pandemic. I have a lot of heart and soul into this brand. So when someone tries to come out with their version of Afro Unicorn, it's a serious problem. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I had to, first I tried to ignore it. My thing was, I'm just going to work harder. Like, I'm just going to outwork them. I'm going to outwork them. But it started to become confusion in the marketplace. And so the trademark attorney was like, April, you have confusion in the marketplace because people were purchasing this other brand believing that they were buying Afro Unicorn. Mm. So then we had to take it to... We had to sue.
Lure up.
Yeah, we had to lure up. It took a year.
Is it a domestic trademark or is it international as well?
Only some countries. You know, you have to trademark it in every single country you go to. Right now, we're only in the U.S. and Canada.
Okay.
So we have to strategically get to the other countries. We're working towards it, but it definitely is a process. But this particular company, it took us a year to get to a positive resolution that I'm still not really that much happy with, but I'm back to my thing. I'm just going to outwork them. So,
what? Don't worry about the how.
Yes.
What does that mean?
I didn't know how I was going to be on this interview with y'all, but I knew it was going to happen because I saw it. So you have to, as an entrepreneur, entrepreneurs, that's who we're speaking to. You have to see the end goal. What it is, I knew Afro Unicorn was going to be a household name and a worldwide brand, point blank, period. You couldn't tell me that it wasn't. I didn't know how it was going to get there. It's getting there through licensing, right? I'm just a real manifester. I truly believe that whatever I see already exists in the future, because you cannot see anything. You can't tell your right foot to go, like, you got, in order to walk, your brain got to tell your right foot to take the step, right? So I truly believe that before anything can happen, it's because it already exists. And I'll prove it to you. I know there's so many people out there that have seen ideas. They're like, dang, I had that idea. Because the moment you thought about it, it already exists. The problem is, are you going to be there to see it through? So I don't worry about the how. Once I see it, and everybody knows this around me. They know if April says it's going to happen, all money in.
All money in. That's a fact.
No money out. So are you using different companies for like the licensing, or is it the same company?
I have over 45 different licensees. Licensing is by category. So there's a company that does underwear, handcraft. There's a company that does apparel, Mad Engine. They're every single category. When you start going to stores, start flipping over those packages.
So how'd you find these companies?
Flip over the packages. And literally was in the stores. I was shoot pictures to Askia and be like, this is who I'm going to get on LinkedIn. I'm going to find this company and we're going to find who handles licensing.
And then you reach out to them?
Yep, directly.
And then you negotiate with, being that they didn't reach out to you, you reached out to them. They have more leverage in this situation, right?
Sometimes, but once you have Walmart, so my spade was Walmart. Like, that was my ace. I had Walmart. And once you know you have the attention of Walmart, their antennas are up. Okay, because everyone wants to get in Walmart. And people I know look at Walmart like, it's Walmart, because we don't really shop at Walmart. I know it's not a big thing here in New York, but for retail, they are the god. Walmart is the god of retail. And if you can't get your, like, everyone, It used to be, it's different now, but they're like, in order for a property to be successful, it has to be in Walmart.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.